Yes.
And we have an interview now with Mr. Mike Guido.
Mike Guido from the Paper Bag. Before we get into it, let me just start by saying many listeners right now checking us out at 90.1 FM and on the stream at WSB.FM know that one time every year, the world's largest 70-plus piece band performs on Long Island one time per year. This thing started about 34 years ago. We're talking about a music teacher in the Island Trees Levittown School District, one of the middle schools, Island Trees in Levittown. He's been teaching music in a very unique style, mind you, unlike most, for 18 years now, Rich. On the phone with us right now, I'm talking about that individual. We're talking to the founder, band director, and just an all-around good guy, Mr. Mike Guido. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us. I want to start by saying, let's talk about some history. First thing I want to touch on with you is your being a music teacher for 18 years in the Levittown schools. You have a style of teaching unlike any other, a very unique type of thing. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Well, I was a rock musician. I made my living for 20 years playing in rock bands. I had children. I needed insurance, so I went back to school and got a job. So I teach from the perspective of you teach what you know, if you're going to teach well, I guess. And I try to teach from that perspective. I have a general music class, and music history starts in 1951 when I was born with Les Paul and the electric guitar. And I want the kids to enjoy it. I want them to leave having a good feeling about music in their music class, and that's pretty easy for me to do.
Like breathing, basically, isn't it?
I taught me to hear you. Mark, if you could just be a little bit louder, that would be great.
No, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'll tell you what, one of the things I want to mention, I was just watching the other day the 33rd episode, if you will, of the Paper Bag, last year's show. Every year at Mulcahy's, the Echo Studio guys come down and they videotape this thing. And this HDHQ, they do a beautiful job videotaping these shows. It's 6 hours of 70-plus musicians, as I mentioned, at Mulcahy's. And the way you conduct the band to perform, I'm imagining this is how you conduct your classes with the students?
Well, yeah, dealing with, you know, 60 rock musicians, it was excellent preparation for middle school band.
It's crazy, Mike. How do you have the ability to handle all the hats and the headaches that go with this project?
Well, I've delegated very well over the years. I have an executive board. They average 28 years in the bag. We begin meeting in January. And I guess it's not quite a democracy. I'm a benevolent despot. Well, as long as things are going my way, everything is fine. And if it doesn't, then we change it. And sometimes they complain about it. Sometimes they don't. But I think that the delegation of duties, there's a man who does our shirts for us, who works tirelessly for I can't tell you how long. Because we have 300 people in the band and the crew. Each gets his own shirt with a name and a number, wacky names and numbers on the back, and he takes care of all of that. But our sound company has been SK Sound for over 20 years, and I don't even call him. He just shows up on the day of the gig and loads in. You mentioned the EKO, Echo. They've been videotaping me for over 20 years. I've delegated very well, and the show generally runs itself.
It does for the most part, I think. Obviously, you need to be the director and, like I said, the guy with all the hats and the headaches. Once in a while, you need to, in a nice way, do a little reprimanding. I've caught a couple of times.
On stage, yeah, one of my favorite things, because we don't really get to rehearse all of the songs. We'll play for 6 hours nonstop, from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the morning. We don't stop in between songs. We just keep going. So mistakes will be made. And one of my favorite things is I'll stop the band and tell the audience to boo the band and maybe chant, "We paid good money for this," or something like that. Then I excuse ourselves in the audience for a moment. We drill it, run through it two or three times, and then take it from the second verse or the bridge or wherever it was and crank right back through it. I rather enjoy that.
I also find it quite amusing how you will have the audience participate in many times counting the band in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll probably draw 1,400 people to Mulcahy's that night, and our advertising budget is zero. We don't advertise.
And it's Mulcahy's busiest night of the year.
Well, that may be. I can't speak to that. They do pretty well at Mulcahy's. But everybody in the audience it comes through word of mouth. The audience, the same audience, shows up year after year. So, yeah, they're required to sing and dance. As a matter of fact, I've had the band boo the audience on occasion. And, they count things in. I expect them to sing. And they're willing participants.
Not only is it incredible high entertainment in terms of the musicianship, just the entertainment value out of the show, the way you handle the show between songs, the way the lineup changes take place from song to song, it really is a tight ship, a well-oiled machine you've got going. You started this thing, as I mentioned earlier, 34 years ago, Mike.
Well, yeah, it was a bit over 34. It was a song that was written. It actually came from the movie Pink Flamingos. The band I was in at the time in the early 70s, we went to see the movie, and the music stuck in somebody's head, and he wrote this little nonsense song, Paper Bag, What a Drag, to that music. And we would play that in the band for a few years, and when the Paper Bag started, it was at a festival upstate, a summer festival. And I was usually in a band. I was the sound engineer for the festival, so I usually got to play. One year I wasn't in a band, and I got the brilliant idea, I'll have everybody in my band. So we did like a little hour-long improv with the Paper Bag as our theme, and it was so much fun. We did it again when we got back to Long Island, and we've done it every year since.
How did you come about the idea of doing this Paper Bag thing way back when in the beginning? How did you come about? Did you wake up one day and say, wow, I got a great idea. I ought to get as many top-quality musicians on Long Island and get them to do a show once a year. How did you come about this idea?
It was that first year at the Upstate Festival.
Okay.
I said,
okay,
all right, everybody will be in my band. And on the last night, there were about 18 musicians. So I think we had four or five guitar players, two drummers, a bass player, a couple of keyboard players, a few harmonicas, a few singers. And we just went up and we had fun for about an hour, and it was such a good time. They were all from Long Island. This came from the musicians community in Huntington during the 70s. That later in July 79, we did it again at the Silver Dollar Saloon in Bayshore. And then from then we started, and again, 18, maybe 20 musicians at the time. And we've done it every year since then, and now we've grown to where this year we actually, because we have the Nassau County Bagpipe Band joining us this year, and we're a little over 80 musicians, including the bagpipers.
It's ridiculous. It's just incredible, this ensemble of musicians that you put together and how this thing grows year after year. I know there's a bit of a waiting list for musicians that are looking to become a part of this thing for future shows. And when are you going to cap it? I mean, when you get to 100, are you going to say no more, that's it?
Well, a few years back, the stage gets pretty crowded at Mulcahy's. Mulcahy's is awesome. They are so good to us. Mr. John Murray is one of the wonderful human beings on the planet, and this wouldn't exist in its form without him. The day before, we have a rehearsal, and they get professional staging, build the stage out 8 or 12 feet for us. Then when our rehearsal is done, they take it back down and put it up again the next day. The stage is really crowded. So a few years back, we had to decide that unless somebody vacates a seat, we can't really add anybody. And we try to stick to that. And for the most part, we're successful. But people show up, and they do the right thing, and they deserve to play, and you know what happens.
It's Mike, it's an incredible, incredible thing you do. You are a serious inspiration to music, a massive contributor to music on Long Island. It's guys like you that inspire me to do things like what I do with my show at the Blues Warehouse that we record at Echo Studios every week. And many of your bag members have been on my show. There are many musicians that do this show every year. I'm still looking to get on my show. And, you know, as time goes on, I'm sure I'll get most of them to do my show. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But I got to say, Mike, you're a tremendous talent. You're a tremendous inspiration to what you do, as I mentioned, a massive contributor to music on Long Island. The show is June 28th. It's a Tuesday at Mulcahy's in Wantagh. And on the flyer, in big letters on the bottom, you have a thing that says, we strongly urge you to take off the next day. Obviously, because this thing goes till 4 in the morning on a Tuesday night. And you always give me tickets to give away on shows like this one and on my show, The Blues Warehouse. Normally, you give me a couple of pairs for each show. We're going to do something a little special right now. We're going to do 10 pair of ticket giveaways as per your okay. You've given us permission to give away 10 pair
absolutely.
Of ticket giveaways.
That's why I would think.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Normally it's a couple of pairs, and the phones are going to light up in a second. I think right now we're going to play the paper bag theme. And as soon as it starts, call us up at 631-632-6901. It's just Rich and myself, so we're going to take about 10 callers for June 28th. At Mulcahy's, the once-a-year show, the world's largest band that happens to be on Long Island, otherwise known as the Paper Bag. The founder and creator of this thing and band director, Mike Guido, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Klein. I'm most appreciative.
And we look forward to seeing you at the show. Give us a call at 631-632-6901 when the bag tune begins, and we are going to give you tickets to go see the Paper Bag, only if you can take off the night before, unless you're good with a few hours sleep and you can manage the next day. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Rich, let's do it.
Okay, a little squeak and a little paper bag.
All right, this is my band here. Cole Patton, wherever he is, hit here, and the Downwind Dance Band featuring Tony Romani's Cheese Calzones. I know.